Lac La Biche. Friday's season home openers against the visiting NATO OKs resulted in double losses for the Portage College Voyagers men's and women's soccer teams. The first match of the evening got underway at 5 p.m. in front of a small crowd at the Bold Center Sports Fields. To celebrate the first home game of the short Alberta College's athletics conference season, fans were treated to a free barbecue burger supper served up by members of Voyager sports teams. On the field, however, it was the Ooks who served up the main course, beating the Voyager women 4-0 and the men 7-0. Lizzie keeps it close. In the women's game, though, the 4-0 result could have been much worse. Voyager goalie Elizabeth, Lizzie, McLeod faced 21 shots, turning many of her 17 saves away with dives, kick saves and sharp reflexes. At the other end of the field, the Voyager attack generated only one shot on net in 90 minutes of play. The Ooks win bumped Nate into first place in the ACAC Women's Soccer North Division, while the Voyagers were relegated to third place in the standings. The Portage women's team now has a three-game record of one win, one loss and one tie. Kika Mukininwa, head coach of the Portage College men's and women's soccer teams, said despite the loss, the women worked well as a team against a very tough opponent. "It was a good game for them, probably the best I've seen them play," Mukininwa told Lakeland this week. He went on to say that along with six or seven players still recovering from injuries and not quite ready to play 90 minutes on the pitch, the team is also missing one of its key attackers, veteran player Chloe Gauthier-Schaub. "The Voyager men's team has a lot of rookie talent, and it showed, good and bad, in their 7-0 loss to the Ooks." Mukininwa says the young squad has several first-year players, and was outplayed by Nate, but they didn't give up. He said the loss, the team's first in the first three games of their regular season, is a lesson builder. "Some guys didn't play at this level yet," he said, adding that this year's Portage roster has a handful of 17- and 18-year-olds who need to gain more playing experience, particularly against top teams like Nate. The Voyager men's loss drops Portage from first place in the ACAC standings to second. The Nate win moves the Ooks into first place of the North Division. The Voyagers hope to rebound from their Friday night losses with another set of weekend games on Sunday night in Fort McMurray against the Keano College Huskies. Going into Sunday's games, the women's Huskies team had a 2-0 record on their season start and were sitting in second place in the standings, just 2 points ahead of the Voyagers. On the men's side, the Keano squad went into Sunday's match winless in their first two games of the season and sitting in fifth place of the North Division, 5 points behind the Voyagers. More results. Lakeland this week will have the results of the Sunday games online in the sports section of www.lakelandtoday.ca. The next home games for the Voyagers take place on Sunday, September 24, when they face the visiting Lakeland College Rustlers. Game time for the women is 12 p.m. at the Bold Center Fields. The men go on the field at 2 p.m.